Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast for Resurrection Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Each week, the sermon and the text it is based upon will be uploaded for your spiritual edification. You can also watch our entire worship service online through our website or Facebook page. The sermon for November 24th, 2024, Christ the King Sunday, is based on John chapter 18, verses 33 to 37. The preacher is Pastor Corey Wagonfield, and the sermon title is, What is Truth? An introduction to our reading from John. In John's Gospel, the story of Jesus and Pilate presents two different ways of exercising power, through force or with love. A reading from John. Pilate entered the headquarters again, summoned Jesus, and asked him, Are you the king of the Jews? Jesus answered, Do you ask this on your own, or did others tell you about me? Pilate replied, I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done? Jesus answered, My kingdom is not from this world. If my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here. Pilate asked him, So you are a king? Jesus answered, You say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice. Word of God, word of life, thanks be to God. Well, grace and peace to you from Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. All right, I'm going to ask for a little something different today. I want someone to be a brave volunteer and to come up here and stand next to me for a couple of minutes here at the lectern, the podium here, and answer some questions about our planet. Is anyone feeling brave enough to come up and answer some questions about our planet? Huh? All right, come on up. Come on up. Awesome. All right, let's give a round of applause. All right, now, this is just for fun, okay? So I'm gonna grill you a little bit. Grill it. Okay? All right, well, yeah, I got to get you up here first, and then I tell you I'm grilling you. Okay. What shape is the planet?
It depends who you ask.
Depends on who you ask, okay?
I'd say round.
You think it's round. Round is like flat like a pizza?
No. Like
no.
Circular. Like a globe.
Circular.
Like a globe.
Like a sphere. Globe. Sphere. So you say it's spherical. Well, I mean, how do you know that to be true?
Well, I've flown in a plane, and I've noticed, you know, when you fly far distances, that you can see kind of curves. And I've read a lot.
And
super smart people tell me.
Okay. So you've read a lot.
Yep.
But, like, how do you know that the person who wrote the book, like, has the knowledge to say that the Earth is round?
They read a lot of smart people, too.
Okay. Well, do you know those smart people that the smart person is talking to?
Not personally.
Well, then how do you know?
I have faith.
You have faith in that person. Okay.
To some degree.
To some degree.
And it makes sense.
It makes sense?
It does make sense.
Okay. I mean, I don't know.
Well, I've seen the pictures from outer space. There's Earth.
Well,
it's a sphere.
AI photos. That's all I'm going to say. Okay. You can make AI do anything you want.
Well, they
okay?
did. I'm a little older than you. They had those pictures before AI.
Okay. Not going to argue that. Okay. But, all right. But how about this? People in the Old Testament believed the earth was flat, and that was their truth. So if it's true for them, how can it not be true for us?
We know better now.
We know better now. Okay, I'll think about that. Let's give Amy a round of applause for coming up here and being a good sport today. What is truth? What is truth? Trust me, you can go down a multi-day rabbit hole online of articles and discussion boards that try to determine what truth is and how to define it. There's all kinds of weird paradoxes and theories and all kinds of other things out there. Trust me, I went down that rabbit hole. One of the definitions that kept coming up is truth is a concept that represents the quality or state of being in accordance with reality, facts, or what is factual. But these days, how can you even know what is a fact or what is factual? What is truth? In a recent Pew Research study, 40% of people worry about the validity of news they see on social media. Anyone else in that boat? But on average, 45% of social media users claim to get some of their news on social media, which equates to billions of people. Does anyone ever get news on social media? And 18% of Americans get their news and facts primarily from social media outlets, and that number increases exponentially year after year. What is truth? The search for truth is not new. In verse 37, the last verse of our reading today from John, Jesus tells Pilate, "For this I was born, and for this I came into the world to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." Our reading ends there, but if you read the very next verse, Pilate then asks Jesus, "What is truth?" Well, maybe we could look back at some of our church forefathers to help us understand the nature of truth. And being good Lutherans, we would probably look to the writings of Martin Luther. And he says, "There is no wisdom save in truth. Truth is everlasting, but our ideas about truth are changeable. Only a little of the first fruits of wisdom, only a few fragments of the boundless heights, breadths, and depths of truth have I been able to gather," he says. Great. Even old Marty can't give us a definitive answer to tell us what is and is not ultimately truth. See, for Luther, truth is rooted in God's eternal nature and is revealed to us through the scriptures. This acknowledges the permanence of truth, that it was here from the beginning of time and will be here to the end of time, while also recognizing that human understanding is limited and evolves over time. Luther implies that while God's truth remains unchanging, our interpretations and knowledge are imperfect and subject to growth or correction. Given the life experience they had in Old Testament times, it makes sense that for them, the truth was that the earth was flat. But as their God-given knowledge and experience increased, the new truth became that the earth was spherical. Sometimes new information and life experiences open up new understandings for us, both in our faith and in the world around us. In Old Testament times, the Hebrew people believed that they had to earn their salvation through repentance and offerings. But with the revelation of Jesus, we find out that God promises us our salvation not because of our good deeds, but instead freely through the life, death, and resurrection of Christ. What is truth? In an article from Christian Century magazine, Catherine Grebe says this, "Not one of us sees with the eyes of God. Our sightedness is always partial, both in both senses of the word, partial as incomplete and as biased. Sometimes telling the truth about Jesus is best done by pointing to a truth that always eludes us, a truth that reminds us to walk humbly while we are daring to do justice and love mercy. Part of the truth that we point to is that Jesus did not come to establish an earthly kingdom of power through might, wealth, and privilege, which is what society would expect from a king. Jesus is not a royal weapon that we wield to get others to bend to our will. In fact, the name of today, Christ the King Sunday, can be a little misleading for some folks if they don't realize that. In many places, the name of this day has been evolving and is now called Reign of Christ Sunday, because we believe that the reign, the rule of Christ has begun in our world, and it may not look like what we would typically expect from a king. What is truth? While we will never fully grasp the full truth of God, it's okay, because we will never be lost or forsaken by that God. It's okay to say, "I don't know," in response to someone who asks what God thinks about a topic or discussion. It's okay to have your own personal doubts and questions about issues of faith. We don't have all the answers, but we can point to the one who does. For when we are insufficient, we can point to the one who is abundant in faith, love, mercy, grace, and forgiveness. We can point to Christ, our unconventional King, who lives out God's truth in his words, actions, life, death, and resurrection. And one of the greatest ways that we can point to Christ is to follow those words of his, "Come and follow me." When we follow our unconventional king with our actions and our lives, trying to live as Jesus' example shows us, even though we may not be perfect, we point to the one who is. What is truth? Pilate asks. What is truth? The world asks of us. Our truth lies in God's unconditional and eternal love, given as a free gift of grace for everyone through the life of Jesus. And hopefully others will come to know that as well when they see our lives pointing to Christ through the ways that we love God, and because God loves us the way that we love our neighbor. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Resurrection Lutheran Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. If you would like to know more about our congregation, visit us at rlc-lebanon.org. That's rlc-lebanon.org. Resurrection Lutheran Church is a church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are located in Lebanon, Ohio, and have two Sunday worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our mission is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. All people, regardless of age, race, socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background, are welcome at RLC.